I'm joined by Ivan Moreno, a reporter with the Associated Press, and Joe Hanna with the Durango Herald. Thanks for being here. And I know recently we've all been covering this drama surrounding these various maps. And right now, as it stands, Democrats are poised to score a huge victory. Joe, just talk about what's at stake.
Democrats have been able to do maps at all levels of government, for the U.S. Congress and for the State House and State Senate, that just really make it difficult for Republicans to be in the majority and to win a lot of elections for the next 10 years. It's a huge defeat that the GOP is about to suffer. They're in danger of losing a congressman in the Denver suburbs, Mike Kaufman, kind of a rising star in the party. He goes from a very safe district to a very competitive district. And then in the State House and State Senate, the next generation leaders of the GOP, they're being drawn into districts in the same district together.
And Ivan, right now we do have a really close House. We have a one-seat majority, so any tweaking of seats can really impact things. There was a commission, an independent commission, that was equally balanced between Republicans, Democrats, and one unaffiliated voter. They were charged with redrawing these State House seats. Initially, they did have Republican and Democratic support for some maps, but that got totally derailed. Can you explain a little bit about that?
That's really the second attempt here by this commission to draw these maps. They had submitted some previous maps earlier to the Supreme Court, which the state Supreme Court rejected, saying that too many counties were split. The court told the commission, you know, try again. And what Democrats came up with is maps that really favor them more than they did the first time, mainly because there are several incumbents in the House, most notably House Majority Leader Amy Stevens in El Paso County, who now faces a challenge from someone within her own party if these maps stay the same. And of course, given that the Republicans have only a one-vote advantage in the House, really any little movement could jeopardize their advantage there. And in the Senate, you have Senate Minority Leader Bill Catman, also in El Paso County, being drawn into a district of another member in his own party. So in that instance, where the Democrats already control the Senate, you can make an argument that this would further solidify their advantage there for really the next 10 years.
And I know we've talked about this was their second attempt. In the first attempt, which did get Republican and Democratic support, they tried to minimize putting incumbents in the same district with each other, whether they're in the same party or different parties. The second Democratic map doesn't do that at all. Joe, why do you think this huge change in strategy?
This is the remarkable thing. Earlier this fall, like you said, there was this bipartisan plan. Everybody was happy singing from the same hymn book on how to draw these maps to make some competitive districts, make it fair for everybody. Well, Republican lawyers challenged that in front of the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court overturned it, as Ivan said. And what basically happened then is Democrats said, fine, you didn't like the bipartisan plan, see how you like this one. The Supreme Court told them county lines are really very important. Earlier, when they were trying to protect incumbents, the Democrats said, well, maybe incumbent protection doesn't matter at all, and let's just draw these districts that follow county lines, and it really happens to really, really mess with the Republicans. Whoops.
And now we have heard this back and forth about Republicans saying the process wasn't fair and Democrats had a longer time to come up with a different map. There's some dispute about that, but this is going to be an issue that's going to continue through the session. I know after these maps came out, Republicans were pretty silent. We didn't get press releases from their offices. They were just kind of holed up behind closed doors.
Redistricting both at the state level and the congressional level is really a high-stakes political game. So it's no surprise that both parties really invest themselves in trying to gain victories here. So you're right, in as far as state redistricting, Republicans have raised the issue of whether the process was fair and whether they were able to submit amendments to these maps after they were presented, and also very notably, whether they were allowed to submit a minority report challenging the constitutionality of the maps and state redistricting. But, you know, ultimately, the state Supreme Court has both of these plans, both in the congressional level and the state level, and they're going to make a decision in the next 2 weeks, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, thanks. That was Joe Hanna with the Durango Herald and Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press, and stay tuned.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks a lot.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.